Hey there, dopamine declutters. It's your boy Jake Carter back with another dose of real talk, and today we're diving into something seriously important. Practicing mindful self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? You know, that inner critic whispering doubts, highlighting every mistake, and making you feel less than awesome? Well, I'm here to tell you, you deserve a break from that negativity. It's time to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend. Think about it. Would you berate your buddy for messing up a presentation or struggling with a tough decision? Probably not, right? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even some good old-fashioned humor to lighten the mood. Why wouldn't we extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate mindful self-compassion. First up, acknowledge your suffering. This might sound obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We tend to sweep our feelings under the rug, pretend everything's fine, and keep pushing through. But true compassion starts with acknowledging that pain, hurt, or frustration is a natural part of the human experience. You don't have to ignore or suppress it, just allow yourself to feel it without judgment. Next, practice self-kindness. This means talking to yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Ditch those harsh inner critics and replace them with words of encouragement and support. When you stumble, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of learning and growing. Third, focus on common humanity. Remember that you're not alone in your struggles. Everyone faces challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Recognizing this shared experience can help soften the blow of hardship and foster a sense of connection with others. Think about all the amazing things people have accomplished despite facing adversity. It's proof that we're all capable of resilience and growth. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This involves paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice how your body feels, what sensations you're experiencing, and what emotions are coming up. By becoming more aware of your internal landscape, you can start to detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of present moment awareness. Finally, engage in self-care practices. This means prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or indulging in a relaxing bath, make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for our well-being and allows us to show up as our best selves in all areas of life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've been studying hard, practicing your delivery, but suddenly doubt creeps in. You start replaying potential scenarios where things go wrong, and your stomach feels like it's doing somersaults. Now, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and remember to practice self-compassion. You acknowledge that feeling nervous is completely normal. Everyone gets butterflies before a big event. You remind yourself that you've put in the effort and deserve to feel confident. You visualize success and focus on delivering your best performance. See, it's not about erasing those feelings. It's about approaching them with kindness and understanding. By practicing mindful self-compassion, we can create a more supportive inner environment, navigate challenges with greater resilience, and ultimately live a happier and more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start treating yourself with the same love and care you'd offer to anyone else you cherish. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion, maybe a friend who's feeling stressed or a loved one going through a tough time. And if this resonated with you, leave a review and let me know what you thought. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.